Hello everybody and welcome for another segment of Soul Healing Journeying Around the World. Today I'm here in Mexico in a town called Ensenada. I hope I pronounced it right. And our cruise line just docked this morning here, and I walked outside and stumbled on a parade. And I'm about to head into the market. And I'm sitting here by the marina, and I will invite you to join me. And we're gonna go shopping together at the market and be present to whatever is there and whoever is gonna be there to meet us and provide us with love and healing. Find a place where you're comfortable. Make sure your phone is turned off or on silent or on airplane mode. Make sure you're relaxed and make sure that the people in your life know not to interrupt you for the next 20 to 30 minutes. And take a deep breath, close your eyes and just relax. Take another deep breath, and as you let go of the air, continue sending relaxation. And if you can hear the wind in the background, just let that wind drift you into a deeper state of relaxation. I invite you to take another deep breath. Slowly let go of the air and continue sending relaxation. And I'm here at the marina in a city called Ensenada, and I invite you all to go outside and find a place where you can just relax and lie down and let the sun warm your body. And as the sun warms your body, notice if there's any parts of your body that actually draw some of the sun ray of heat. And whenever you're ready, body gets warmer, and as your body gets warmer, you're noticing that you're becoming lighter, and you start levitating towards the sun. And as you rise up in mid-air, you start converting into a bird, or anything that can fly. And I invite you to embark on a journey to meet me here at the marina in Mexico, in the city called Ensenada. And it's a beautiful day here, sky is clear, sun is shining, there's birds and seagulls and a sea lion right behind me in the water. You head towards Mexico from wherever you are around the world. And you can see from above, there's the marina with the cruise ships docked there, and a lot of small boats docked at the marina. And it's nothing fancy, but definitely a nice place to walk around. A lot of vendors selling stuff, from Mexican blankets to hats to Mexican art. A lot of coffee shops and little restaurants and bars. And by now you should all complete your journey and land here, so we can start to walk in the market. And however I look for you is perfect. And let's go walking in the market. As you do your walk, always notice if there's people that you know, if there's anything that attracts your attention. Hola. If you speak Spanish, you're welcome to brush it and speak to the local merchant. Handbags and backpacks made out of cloth material, sunglasses. Look at this fish market. So many fish. And everybody's busy sending away the flies from the merchandise. As you walk, notice if you know anyone. Notice if there's anything interesting attract your attention. A lemonade. Personally, I would like to stop somewhere and have a margarita. Okay, this woman over here is selling honey, like raw honey, with the bees flying above it, like still fighting with her while you took my honey. No, no comprendo español, señor. Hola, ¿cómo está? Bien, regular. I gotta brush my Spanish. I only have survival Spanish. If you're a food person, we're gonna walk by a series of restaurants. They all look the same, to me at least. Todo bien, gracias.
Ya comió? Ya comí.
Ya comí?
Ya comí.
Comí?
Yo, ya comí.
Ya comí, no comprendo.
Yo, hi.
Hi.
I'm really. Ya comí.
¿Comer?
Ajá.
Oh, no sé comer, no, gracias.
Bueno,
sí,
está bien.
Sí. Muy bien. Gracias. Oh, you see, like I understood what he said somehow. Notice who's interacting with you as you walk down by the restaurant. If you're in the mood, we're right out by the marina. You can take a boat or charter a boat and pay the person. And if you want to go fishing, you're welcome to do that. If you just want to be isolated in the middle of the ocean, you're welcome to do that. If you want to take someone with you, you're welcome to do that. I think this is cumbia in the background. Gracias. And it's a beautiful day. If you just want to sit in the sun and people watch, you could do that. And if you want to meditate, there's so many mountains here in the background, you're welcome to fly there. And meditate on top of the mountain.
What's the best?
Well, a lot of people go with the Cuervo. I don't know why.
A lot of people go with Cuervo?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can buy that in the U.S. I want some good stuff.
Well, okay, go with Hornitos.
Hornitos?
That'll get you there.
Okay.
That'll make you crazy right here. Hornitos, un vaso con un chat de Hornitos. Vale, una margarita.
Like squirting tequila.
Like portable bars on the boardwalk here. Someone was negotiating what alcohol to buy. There are definitely like a lot of Bloody Marys around here. Definitely a lot of tourists walking around here, and you want to make sure maybe someone that walks here is someone you know. And if you meet people you know, you want to engage in conversation, feeling in love. If you do shopping, don't forget to do your negotiations for the prices. Don't say yes for the first price. Definitely a stand here with churros, relos. The kids would have loved that stand. nice and sunny, and at the same time it's windy, which makes it comfortable. And the final part of the tour, I see there's a Mexican band over here. You can come and listen to music before we leave back home. And I'm going to order a margarita for myself. Bravo! Hola.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Speak
you
English?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They already help you?
Nobody.
No. There's a menu. You want to drink something? Or?
Yeah, I want margarita.
You want a margarita?
Sure.
Okay. We got the cocktails, we got the soups, we got the dishes right here, shrimp,
I just want to drink margarita.
You want margarita?
Get my margarita, and they just finished playing the music. more music. Big margarita, man.
Yeah.
I got
you
my margarita.
Try this. It's really good. Try it.
And try it's time for everybody to go home. So I found a quiet place where we can organize the journey back home. I invite all of you to gather together look at the sun. Let the sun warm your body again and notice which parts of your body would like to get more heat and attention from the sun. And whenever you're ready, as your body gets warmer, you're starting levitating towards the sun, noticing the view from above. And in mid-air, I invite you to convert back to birds and start the journey back home. Notice what kind of bird you have become, and it doesn't matter. And I invite you to hyperspeed on the way back home. And as you pass through the ocean and the mountains and the forests, I invite you to land back where you came from. Head back home. If you packed a backpack for the journey, I invite you to unpack it. Notice what's inside the backpack, if anything entered your backpack during the journey without your knowledge. And whenever you're ready, head back to the place where you positioned yourself before our journey. And start noticing where you're sitting, if you have sweats on the palm of your hand. Notice if you need to move yourself to feel comfortable. Take a deep breath and slowly let go of the air, being present to your body sensations. Take another deep breath and just feel yourself with the energy of love in your body. And as that energy flows in your body, however it flows, it's perfect. You're noticing the need to stretch your arms and smile. And as you do that, you take another deep breath and slowly bring yourself back to consciousness. And open your eyes and be present to where you are, what was gifted to you in this journey. And I wish you a productive, amazing day. And I want to thank you for joining me for another soul healing journeying around the world. This time in Mexico, in a town called Ensenada. And I hope you'll join me again for more travel around the world. Till then, my name is Yaron Halevi, and goodbye.